Dear viewers, would you like to know what our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said to the Muslims on the last day of Sha'ban? Let's listen attentively. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٌ. O people, a great and blessed month is approaching you. Within it, there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Thereafter, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا. Allah has made fasting in this month obligatory and standing in prayer at night voluntary. And just a point to clarify, here this word tatawwu'an doesn't necessarily mean nafal. The scholars of Islam explain in detail that rather the taraweeh prayer, the night prayer that takes place, the 20 rak'at that are offered, this is sunnate mu'akkada. This is an emphasized sunnah, and the person who makes a habit of missing these 20 rak'at, he is worthy of blame and he is sinful. But let us continue in the blessed khutbah speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has said, whoever draws near to Allah in this month by performing a voluntary act of goodness, he will be rewarded as if he had performed an obligatory act. So the reward of nafal is increased and given as the reward of fard. Thereafter, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever performs an obligatory act, he will be rewarded as if he has performed 70 obligatory acts in another month. So the reward of fard is multiplied 70 times. Then our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said very powerful words, my dear viewers. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. This month of Ramadan is the month of patience. And thereafter he said, وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the reward of patience is Jannah, is paradise. Then our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is the month of compassion, empathy, in which the sustenance, the rizq of the believer is increased. Whoever gives food to a fasting person to open their fast, their sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. They will be freed from the fire of hell. They will also receive the same reward as the fasting person, without reducing the reward of the said fasting person. The companions asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not all of us have the means to provide food for someone to open their fast. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, Allah grants this reward even to those who give a fasting person a sip of milk, a date, and a drink of water. And whoever provides a fasting person with a full meal, Allah will grant them a drink from my fountain, yani al-hawd al-kawthar, such that they will never feel thirsty again until they enter paradise. This is a month whose beginning is mercy, its middle is forgiveness, and its end is freedom from the fire of hell. Whoever lightens the burden of his servant in this month, Allah will forgive them and free them from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. This hadith is reported in Shu'abul Iman of the great Imam Bayhaqi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand all of these blessings and to live within this sacred month, the month of Ramadan, the month of patience, the month of compassion, the way Allah Almighty has commanded us to. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.